UAE. Well, I'm delighted now to be joined on the line by Nassif Kayat, who's from the Arab Culturalist and formerly Managing Director of the Sheikh Mohammed Centre for Cultural Understanding. He's with us now. Good evening to you, Nassif.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Good. Lovely to have you on. Tell us why classes and information like this are so important for anyone who is moving to the UAE.
Well, you know, landing into a new environment with multiculturals, it is very important for us to be able to know what we call it, the do's and the don'ts, but it's not necessarily as much as it is to understand how you can function correctly without offending somebody, without having a misunderstanding to how things are done in there normally in their culture. You know, we have a lot of misconceptions out there now. There is a lot of misrepresentations in the media of different cultures. And you want to know the facts rather than the stereotypes.
And Nassif, what are the kind of things, when somebody goes to a cultural awareness class or a course, what are the kind of topics that they can expect to be covered and the things that they can expect to learn about?
Well, usually I start from the bottom up. I mean, one of the very first misconceptions that people, when they arrive here, is Arabs and are you oil-rich Arabs? You live in the desert and you have oil now, and they have no idea of the history and what happened in the old days when there was pearl divings and trading. So you start with history, then you start with the culture of the Bedouin, the hospitality, the generosity, the honoring of the guests. And you talk about the traditions, you talk about the etiquette, the protocols, how you encounter, how you speak, what are the things that you should be aware of, male-female interactions, religion, you hear the call to the prayer in Dubai, in UAE, what does it mean, what is offensive or not offensive. And that really leads them to understand that, okay, now I understand, rather than, you know, be in such a dark area or for things to be ambiguous to me. And the fact of the matter is that this gives them a peace of mind. It makes us more intelligently aware of the different things that we, going to encounter. And it draws us closer to each other, because then we found out at the end of the day we're similar in history, similar in traditions and values.
The classes that were in the news today, Nassif, are specifically for teachers. Why is it so crucial for teachers to be culturally aware? I mean, I guess, you know, we want them to pass that on, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, when you are a teacher in the UK or the US, your most of the classes, students from within the area, you know, very few, maybe an immigrant here or there. Here you have a variety of, like, sometimes it's 20 or 30 different nationalities within the same classrooms, everybody from a different culture. So how are you going to cope with all of it? How are you going to bring them together? How are you going to create respect between them towards each other? How are you going to be able to understand the differences between, you know, the parents who bring their kids with certain, oh, we don't believe in this, or we don't do that, or we don't work this way. And even, you know, when you want to, let's say, like, review the child with their parents, how to actually express, you know, there is many factors, collective society, individualistic, shame or honor, lots of things that we teach really personally to the teacher to make them confident when they approach the students from the different multicultures and when they sit with the individual parents and have a conversation about their child.
And Nassif, what are the kind of issues that can arise if people don't take these courses and educate themselves? What kind of things can we see happen?
Look, stress, teachers stressed out, confusion. You say the wrong thing and then you create a ruckus in the classroom and it becomes, you know, oh, my teacher said this to me, oh God, how? I tell you a joke, like, you know, in the U.S. when my kids were there, my child said to the, the American child, I lived in America for a while, he said, oh, Santa Claus is not real. And the student told the teacher told the principal, the parents, of course, knew about it. And they called me to the school and said, your kid cannot say this to our kids. And so we had to really teach my child how to understand that this is something different. And, you know, this is, you know, everybody is burdened and has really the responsibility to equip their kids. The teacher has to be equipped. And when you're equipped, you are you act much more freely, much more, you know, relaxed. And you are more tactful to resolving issues rather than creating problems, let's put it that way.
So do you think, Nasif, that everybody who moves to live in the UAE, really, it's a responsibility they have to make sure that they are aware, either by taking one of these classes or for companies that bring them over to do that for them?
Absolutely. First, the teacher has to make effort on their own. That's one thing. Then I think that the company, I don't know, the relocation company is fine, you know, but or the employment company, but really the school itself. I mean, I work with a lot of schools, and like we did at, you know, at the center, we encourage these schools to invest rather than think of it as an expense to educate these teachers. I work with Tilal, which is with Jim's Education, you know, and welcoming all their teachers. Honestly, the teacher is burdened, or the teacher should make effort. The school should make effort. And if there is a company that does facilitate for these teachers to come around here, they should also make effort. So with being informed from all these angles, you should become equipped and ready to go and start your path on the right foot.
Nasif, is it one class that you need? Is it several? Some people may be thinking, oh my goodness, I've got to go for weeks or whatever. Can you just come once and visit these cultural centers to get what you need?
Honestly, I mean, look, you know, the center, when we just invite them for a meal, and we do, this is the icebreaker. This is like talking about what we call, you know, just loosen up that wall, bringing it down a little bit so we could look at each other, maybe extend our hands and shake one another. But then you have to learn. You have to understand. That's why now I do what we call Culture 101. I do what we call etiquette and protocol, and then I do what we call culture intelligence, drive knowledge, strategy, and action. It takes, I would say, 3 to 4 sessions, a couple of half-day workshops to get you equipped. And then I like to maintain 3 months later on. I like to come and say, okay, so how are we doing? What happened? What did you encounter that was confusing to you and you couldn't deal with it, or you were, you know, not comfortable with? And I think that helps. That's a good start right there.
It's good to see that there is follow-up. You know, you can come back, you can ask more questions. If there are any issues,
absolutely,
get those solved.
Nasif, one thing I want to ask you quickly before we let you go. I've been to a couple of your sessions when you were at the Centre for Cultural Understanding, and I saw people ask you such a whole range of questions, some of which you took in very good nature, considering the range of things they sort of push you on. Do you ever get offended by what you're asked?
Not at all. I think you have the right to be, you know, confused or worried or what we call it, curious. But, you know, that my answer, as long as it does not offend you, that maybe sometimes people are not willing to listen to positivity because we have been so, you know, informed so negatively that we are not willing to understand that, you know, I don't know if you remember sitting and I challenged that the black does not observe heat. Who said that? Where is it in science that it says increases your body temperature? And that's just a challenge that I put out there for them to rethink their position, is that, yeah, where did I read that it increases, but by how many degrees? That in itself should allow you what we call to open your heart and mind and allow yourself that if the answer is different than what you thought, then you're willing to accept it. I don't get offended. I want a question so I can, you know, learn more also about how to answer them.
That's great. Thank you, Nasif. Yeah, well, I have to say, you always handle them with great aplomb, if I can say that. Great to have you on this evening. Thanks very much. That's Nasif Kayed from the Arab Culturalist, talking there about new cultural awareness classes that are being given.